KNBR's Giants Post Game continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
All right, nice to have you back here. It is a rainout in Mesa today. It's actually quite pleasant right now. But the rains came around game time. The tarp was sort of put on backwards a little late, and the field really turned into somewhat of a quagmire, as we used to say in Gainesville, Florida. And the game was rained out. But there's a silver lining in every cloud. And we're joined by the COO of the same, right? COO, CEO? What are you, CEO now? My goodness. Chief Executive Officer. What a life. And that is Larry Baer stops by to say hello.
Hey, Marty.
How are you?
You know what? The silver lining, it literally, as I was parking the car coming here, As Brett Alexander, our traveling secretary, texted, game canceled, and I texted, just arrived. Story of my life. So, but anyway, it was. It's too bad. I actually like this park. It's a nice looking park, new park here in Mesa, for the Cubs. And but I understand that Matt Cain is going to go and throw about 35 pitches or a couple innings worth work in back at Scottsdale, and we'll have Tim Hudson tomorrow in his Giants debut in spring training, and all is good.
Yeah, there's a lot of players that we like to see. I don't know if you're up on the young players, but Derek Law, this Eric Cordier yesterday, throwing about 100, was good. And
wearing number 75.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Where is number 75? Is he anywhere?
You know, Barry is people are still in touch with Barry Zito, and I believe he's the big thing is he's having a baby. His wife's having a baby. Amber is. So that's the big thing in his life. I am not 100% certain, but I don't believe he came to anybody's camp this year.
Right. I think he said he still wants to pitch, but not this year, is what he said.
Right.
And I think he can go someplace, and why wouldn't you give him a shot?
Yeah,
I mean, he was a 15-game winner 2 years ago.
Yeah, so, and he's smart pitcher, et cetera. So we'll see. I mean, he's going to do what he needs to do with his life, and having a child is, I think, very, very, very important to him. Uh-huh. He's had a lot of life changes, as you know, with his
parents,
with his father and mom.
Yeah.
And, so we always, of course, wish him the best. And he was a good friend to so many here in the organization.
Good for him. Larry Baer is with us. All right, he's ready. He's going to take a call here.
You give me a call? What's the call? Let me ask what the call about. The call is where to get tickets?
Yeah, no.
The call is...
Rich in Pleasanton. You're on with Larry Baer. Rich, what do you got on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. And first, huge Giants fan, but I just kind of have to ask a question. At what point do you put integrity in front of money? And I reference that by saying bringing Bonds back in is very difficult. As soon as you leave the Bay Area, where people have a very clear look at it without being biased by being a fan, he is not well-liked. And I think by most people's measures, he's maybe the biggest cheat in all of major sports. So at what point you say, I don't care, we'll bring him in anyway?
All right. Well, they give you a fastball for the first question here. What
first of all, hi, Rich. How are you?
I never talked to you, Larry. I think you do an amazing job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Rich. And I appreciate it. I think it sounds like you're a Giants fan, so thank you for that.
I am.
You know, the thing, honestly, I'm not sure it's money versus anything, because we're not talking about this isn't really a financial move on his part or our part. It's a move to, we believe, Bruce Bochy believes, Brian Sabian believes, that Barry can help with the hitters in spring training. And at some point, we're going to need to decide as an organization, do we just say it's not right for Barry to be part of the organization in any way, even as a guest instructor in spring training, as are so many former Giants who had distinguished careers, whether it's J.T. Snow or Will Clark or Jeff Kent or Rob Nen, et cetera, or the Hall of Famers who come to spring training. So I think the collective decision was, and we've said this, was that excluding Barry Bonds didn't make a lot of sense.
And I think, Larry, that's a great answer, and I agree. On the surface, you know, he doesn't need whatever you're paying him. But by all
he doesn't get paid anything, by the way. He just gets per diem for coming down here.
Right, but But he's there. The reason he's there is because he is one of the best hitters ever. And you can't argue that.
No,
so he's
and
there to pass on his knowledge to make your team better, which at the end of the day equates to money. If he wasn't one of the best hitters ever, he wouldn't be there. But he's also arguably one of the biggest cheats ever.
All right, but he didn't come here to add to 765 home runs. He didn't come here to add to RBIs. He didn't come here to do that. He came here as a baseball player who knows how to hit the ball. He's not coming here to counsel. But he's not coming here to counsel that. He's coming here as a baseball player who can give information on just how to play baseball to members of the team. So it's a little bit of a different situation. All right.
Yeah, sort of, but it's a different side of the same coin.
I think you got to go. You have to go.
Okay.
All right. You got to go.
Larry, good luck this year. I love you guys.
Hey, Rich. Thanks so much, Stan. Thanks for all your support, and we appreciate your views. Perfectly fine to agree, disagree, whatever. Just be a fan.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Yeah, it's a stretch. I mean, you know, you'd have to take it four steps there. All right. At the end of the day, Michael Morse now is a better player, so Bonds made him a better player, but why should Bonds help anyone be a better player? So I say, you know, he's done whatever he's done. His legal case is just about over, and he's a hitter. Why can't he stand here and talk to hitters about hitting? And he's not going to counsel anybody on training, let's put it that way. All right, let's go to Matt in Elk Grove, 808 KMBR. Matt, nice to have you with us.
Marty, Larry, it's a pleasure. Marty, you're a treasure for the Bay Area.
Thank you. You're on with Larry Bear, too.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Larry.
Agree with you. Agree with your first sentiment, that's for sure.
Rich is full of crap. Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player I've ever got to see. I got to see Willie Mays right at the tail end of his career when he wasn't really much of what he was prior to, you know, me getting to see him. But Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player, hands down. When we go pay a ticket to go see a game, we go see the game to be, you know, entertained and maybe see something we never got to see before at a ball game, and that's what Barry Bonds did. I got to see him on a game where it was his birthday. Threw the guy out at home plate, came up and hit the game-winning home run. I mean, that's why I pay my ticket. I don't care. Everybody was doing steroids, and it's not even proven that he did do it. I don't recall anybody, you know, put him in jail or giving him whatever it was supposed to be given to those, like Clemens and all that, those whatever it was. I want to be entertained. He's going to help the organization out any way he can by you guys bringing him in. That's all I want to know. Rich doesn't speak for the majority of the fans. The majority of the fans love Barry Bonds. That's because they wanted to be entertained. They wanted to see greatness. And when he came to play, that's what we got to see. Hey, he did that last guy just fired me up. So my thoughts are all over the place. I'm going to let you guys go, but that's what I wanted to say. So thanks a lot, guys. Have a good
All right, thanks, Matt. Very good. All right, now, we've heard a couple of pro and con on the issue. Why do the Giants go down this road to bring him back? What was the theory?
It was basically what I was saying to the other caller, Marty, is that we celebrate our tradition. We have a lot of tradition here in the organization, and we have a program where we bring players back. The Hall of Famers have come every year. Willie Mays has been every spring training basically since he retired. Since he was allowed to get back into baseball, or since we took over the team too in '93, Willie McCovey, Gaylord Perry. So it's something we do. And so to say it's something we do, but not with Barry Bonds because we're going to have he hasn't been here since he retired, which was 2007. To say that we're just going to exclude Barry just didn't seem fair. Barry, the other part of the reason is Barry expressed a desire. And he contacted, in conversations with Bruce Bochy, Brian Sabia, myself, he said that's something he'd like to do. So it's hard to come up with a reason. We're all human beings, and it's hard to come up with a reason to say no. And his legal, as you say, his legal issues are pretty much behind him now. He is served.
Home arrest, and he's got his appeal going to clear it.
Well, and we just think that there's a lot of guys, and this is where Boach and the coaches weigh in. A lot of guys, whether it's Brandon Belt or Buster Posey or Michael Morse, who can be sponges to his wealth of information. I think anybody that's watched a game with Barry or talked baseball with Barry see just a sort of off the charts baseball acumen in terms of hitting.
Well, I hope he comes in with a good attitude. Honestly, I hope, as I said earlier before you walked in, you know, that period of time from about 9:45 to 10:15 when everyone's sort of standing on the side, that's when you engage people.
Yep.
And if he does that correctly and does his job with the players, I think it'll be fine. Yep. But it's up to him.
Absolutely.
The ball is in his court, so to speak. So.
Well, I just want to welcome you, Marty. Coming by your first show, right? Your first show of the season. And and as the caller, the most recent caller said, you're a real treasure having available to Giants fans season long. You're our Cal Ripken in terms of your ability to and desire to be around pre and post, and thank you for all you're doing, and look forward to a good year with you.
Yeah, and I said we'll take Jim up in Orville. This may be a question for you about the ballpark. Jim, you're on KMBR 680, 808 KMBR. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Jim.
Mr. Bear,
couple
quick questions. Every couple times a year, you'll hear people talk about, well, they need to bring in the fences, which I think would be ludicrous. But what I want to ask you is, have you done studies on what the wind effect would be if you, like, plexiglass over those the archways to interrupt wind flow?
That's interesting. I mean, we've done a number of wind studies just in general as we were constructing the ballpark, and we oriented the ballpark, as you may remember, a lot of stories about this when the ballpark was built in 2000, so that the facade of the ballpark would act as a wind block, because the prevailing mm-hmm. winds really come in behind home plate, and the structure of the facility really does reduce the wind dramatically. Doesn't mean there's zero wind, and the wind essentially is existing at the top above the rim of the ballpark. Now, what you're talking about out by the archways, that's a more exposed area. So the pitcher to catcher and the fans sitting really between the foul poles are not really exposed to wind. I mean, it can be a windy day and you can get wind, but the prevailing winds, they're protected from the prevailing winds by and large. Out there, it's more exposed. It's interesting. We have not looked at plexiglassing. You're talking about doing that above the port walk, or are you talking about in the arcade area?
The outside of the archways.
Okay.
So people could still see through, but you interrupt the wind current.
Okay. So you're saying the folks that are in the, what we call the knothole gang, right?
Right.
So the folks
right.
that are out watching the game on the port walk, it would be less windy out there. Because, I'm sure it is windy. I would think out there would be more wind than if you're inside the ballpark.
Well, also, and you tell me if this is part of your question, that it may affect the game because wind can come in through those portholes.
Yes.
So I think is that your point?
Exactly. That you get like a swirl effect in there because of the way the wind comes in through. And the other question was, is there any chance of getting a dead center field camera like they have in St. Louis?
Because ours is angled slightly, oriented slightly off center, right?
Right.
Yeah. That has to do with, that's a good question, because that has to do with what they have. It's known as the batter's eye, right? And so you can't have somebody that's right in the batter's eye at a low level, because that then could interrupt the hitter's ability to track the ball. And so that's a baseball rule. So if you do it, you have to be up high, and I'm not sure there's a spot for it, but we'll look at that. We're actually changing that whole area in Centerfield this year.
Really?
We have the edible garden out there
right.
for the fans, so we're going to have a fun thing that the President of the United States mentioned when we were there in July, that we're going to invite fans to come out and experience this garden, healthy eating, and also just hang out and enjoy watching a game from there. So because we're reorienting it, we could look at that. So it's actually two good ideas: the plexiglassing for the swirl effect coming in from right field is that could work. I mean, that could be a very good idea.
See?
Marty, boy, am I glad I stopped by.
See,
if I can,
we'll name it Jim's plexiglass.
Jim, you got anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Larry, I'm a fourth generation native San Franciscan.
Me too.
And I just wanted to thank you and Peter McGowan. I mean, you built a ballpark, and the side effect is you've created a neighborhood. And it's incredible down there compared to what it was before. All it was down there was Happy Donuts, and that's it.
Thank you very much, Jim. And it's because of the support of people like you that we've been able to be successful there and make it work. And And now let's see if we can take it to new levels in the next few years.
Sounds good. Go Giants.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, you're doing quite well here. Can I leave? We'll get Beer Can will be the producer.
Lee Hammer says no.
you have experienced
something. Who's Beer Can? This is the very nice. This person I'm looking at is not Beer Can.
That's what we call her. She's the producer.
Beer Can? Okay. It. Wow. I love all these names.
Don't tell George Costa.
What do you call me behind my back? I don't know.
We call you the COO. CEO.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun, Marty. As I say, we're thrilled to have you. We have a bunch of sweet holders here, I understand.
Oh, really?
Did you see them?
Yeah,
we have
no,
people,
I didn't. I know I'm going to do something on the 10th. There's a group coming down in the Botanical Gardens, and Orlando Cepeda will be there that night, and I'm going to MC that.
You got your Willie Mays event?
Willie Mays event is March 6th coming up next week. I'm wearing my whole Tommy Bahama outfit, as you can see.
Wow, I don't know. Does Heather get a word in edgewise here with all your social engagements?
She,
my goodness.
Willie talks to her. It's pretty good. But, you know, Willie is amazing. You still get a thrill out of seeing him all the time.
You know, I was just telling somebody that I do get a thrill out of seeing him all the time. And I was just telling somebody I decided today, actually, because I've read bits and pieces, but I decided to open the biography on Willie and read it. I want to read it, you know, page, literally front to back, cover to cover, which I haven't done. I've read chapters. I've read James Hirsch's biography of Willie, because you see him here and he's looking great and he's lost some weight. I'm not sure he needed to all that much, but he looks great and he's in very good spirits. And, it's just such, sometimes you take it for granted when you walk in and you see Willie in the clubhouse, you see Willie McCovey, and you see all the folks that we were talking about earlier that come down. And what Willie, baseball's a social institution, as we talk about, and what Willie contributed in his day was quite something. I didn't realize this. He was the youngest African American player in the game of baseball in major leagues, youngest age.
Makes sense.
We know
Rookie
that Jackie Robinson was the first, right. But Willie was the youngest.
Right, that makes sense. Larry Doby, probably younger than Larry Doby, and Campanella and Newcomb, Dan Bankhead, Hank Thompson, they're the ones who got in at that point. But one thing I'll tell you about Willie, and I know you see it, I do these shows with him. This will be our fourth one coming up. He is a showman.
Yes.
And people don't realize that about him. I mean, as a ball player, he put on a show. When you paid your money and came to the park, he wanted to perform for you. And in these events, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into. You know, I'd say, well, and we'd tell us about it, where you grew up and that. And all of a sudden, they'll say, you already asked me that question. You know, let's move on to it. I said, well, wait a minute. You didn't answer it yet. He said, you're a lawyer. You know, then he starts in with me. And he's really very, very funny. And here's my last thought, and I know you got to run. But the event, the first home weekend, is the celebration of the 1954 World Series.
Yes.
And, of course, the ring is outstanding. I'm telling you.
That's actually the second weekend. That's the Cleveland Series, right?
Okay, so right. That's right.
Colorado's
the first one.
Yeah, so it's the Cleveland Series in the end of April.
Here.
Right.
Got it around here somewhere.
So I think it's the 25th, 26th, 27th.
Yeah. But the ring is great. It's the bobbleheads are a lot of fun. But I said Al Rosen is still alive.
Yes.
And he was on base when Willie made the catch.
Yes.
And, of course, Willie is here. So I said there should be a moment of Willie walking in from center field and Rosen on first base, going halfway, and Willie just turning around and going backwards, and Rosen, like, throwing his hands up in the air. So people can understand what that catch was all about. I think it would be a good
dramatic
moment.
I think it's a great idea. And Al has been, as you know, very connected to the organization, not just when he was president of the team, obviously, but he's down in Palm Desert and remains a friend of all of ours. And I know we've invited him, so God willing, Al will be able to join us. That's going to be fun. That's you go back to celebrate the history. We celebrate today, and we celebrate the recent past, which has been perhaps the best ever for the Giants with the World Series championships in San Francisco. But then we're celebrating a year like 1954, and this being an anniversary year, for 60 years from 54, I think everybody appreciates it. Even those like us that was not born then. All those who were
some
not born
us,
then.
Come on, Marty.
You can round down.
I'll play along
up
with you. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, but it's so that's gonna be a lot of fun in the end of April, and it's gonna be. We're finding that that's really a big part of the community of the Giants is celebrating recent past and not so recent past.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be terrific. So that was my thought.
It's perfect. Willie, I love that. Well, does Mario know about this?
I've gently told him. He hasn't acknowledged me yet.
Okay.
I think I mentioned to him when we did FanFest. One last thought.
You and Beer Can need to remind him.
One last thought before we leave the subject. Larry, nice enough to stop by. Gaylord Perry. And really, when you walked in, it was the two issues that I was talking about, Barry Bonds and Perry. And I know there's some issues. Next statue, could it be Gaylord Perry?
Could be. We're kicking it around. Gaylord has had an amazing Giants career. He's had a career with a lot of teams. He did go into the Hall of Fame as a Giant.
Yeah.
So you kind of look at the pro and the con, and you think about it. Those of us who have experienced Gaylord in recent years and his retirement have seen a man that has been, so giving of his time, not just to the organization, but also to teaching kids. And it's kind of what we were talking about with the guys that come in, the guest instructors that come in. And he speaks to our minor leaguers and our major leaguers about his career. So it's something certainly on the table.
I don't know if you knew this, but Gaylord Perry, as a younger man, lived in South Carolina, a little town like Cow Hollow.
Yeah.
Or something, something or other, cow pasture. Well, believe it or not, he leaves there, and who ends up living on the same street? Heath Hembree.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
That's incredible.
So
we need to see, because Gaylord's coming into Scottsdale, so he and Heath have to. Do they know each other?
I put them together.
Marty.
I did. In the clubhouse, I put it, and you should have seen them together. Gaylord goes, what? You live where? And Hembree, basically Gaylord says, what's the town like? He says, well, it has a Hardee's. That's basically.
You're a matchmaker,
that
Marty.
Was
we
good.
Love you.
That was good. I liked it. That was fun. All right. Nice to have you here.
You're a Yenta.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. That's all they have to hear. The Mishpucha continues.
Marty, thank you. And again, happy opening day for Marty Lurie on KMBR.
Thanks. All right, Larry Bear. All right, 808 KMBR. I'll take your calls. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.